You're listening to SBS News.
If you've walked into a supermarket lately, you may have seen a lot of empty shelves and signs indicating product limits on basic necessities. It's largely due to pressure on the national supply chain, brought on by Omicron-fueled staffing shortages, as the Australian National University's David Leaney explains.
At the moment, the problem is definitely people shortages, and that's caused by fairly short-term but significant outages where you'll lose a third of your workforce in working for one particular retailer or one particular store, and it's not affecting the whole chain of the stores, but for that one store, they've lost that part of their workforce. They can't get stuff onto the shelves.
To address the problem, isolation requirements have been changed for people in critical industries. That's transport, freight and logistics, service stations, energy, resources, water, waste management, education, childcare, and the media. Close contacts can continue to work if they don't have coronavirus symptoms and if they receive a negative result from a rapid antigen test. Visa requirements have also been relaxed for international students, allowing them to work more than 20 hours. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the adjustments are necessary to minimise the economic impact.
Indeed, Treasury's analysis suggests as we peak with Omicron, up to 10% of the entire workforce could be absent at any one particular period.
Businesses like Coles have already had to make adjustments. Kevin Gunn is the company's Executive General Manager of Central Operations and Transformation.
We're doing a host of other things. We're multi-skilling our existing team members. Many of our team members have picked up extra hours in our stores and our distribution facilities, and we've started new team members.
The key to this plan is the use of rapid antigen tests, known as RATs, but they're currently in very short supply. According to the government, 10 million RATs will arrive in the next fortnight, and another 80 are on order. But Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says that doesn't address the real problem.
If you look at that announcement made out of the National Cabinet, the whole thing is contingent on people being able to access these tests that they currently can't find or can't afford.
Concession card holders are eligible to get 10 free tests, but unions want everyone to have free access. ACTU Secretary Sally McManus is threatening industrial action if workers are forced to work while they're infectious.
Number one on that list is the provision of free and accessible to all RATS tests. This is the number one tool that working people and everyone in the community need to keep ourselves and each other safe and to limit the spread.
Even if the race for rapid antigen testing speeds up, the shortages could linger for many weeks to come. Naveen Razik, SBS News.